This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia has deployed its new generation ICBMs, the latest from Associated Press reporter Lisa Dwyer.
According to Russian news agencies, Russia has placed Sarmat missiles on combat duty. The Sarmat was first announced in 2018. The silo-based missile, capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads, is intended to replace the R-36 ICBMs that are known by the NATO reporting name of Satan. The Sarmat reportedly has a short initial launch phase, allowing little time for surveillance systems to track it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Korea fired several cruise missiles towards the Yellow Sea in the early hours of Saturday, according to the South Korean military. Details of the launch were being analyzed by South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities. It was the latest in a series of missile tests and military exercises conducted by the North in recent weeks, including a failed spy satellite launch late last month. Seoul announced sanctions on Friday on five North Korean individuals and one company in response to Pyongyang's launch of what it said was a space rocket last month. Thailand's king on Friday granted former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra a pardon and reduced his 8-year prison sentence to 1 year. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The pardon granted by King Maha Vajiralongkorn was published on Friday in the Royal Gazette, making it effective immediately. Thaksin was prime minister from 2001 through 2006 when he was ousted by a military. He fled Thailand in 2008 when he was faced with serving prison time for an abuse of power conviction that he had described as politically motivated. He returned to Thailand last week and was immediately sent to prison, but was quickly transferred to a state hospital because of what was described as frail health. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Russian authorities have declared newspaper editor Dmitry Muratov to be a foreign agent, continuing the country's moves to suppress critics and independent reporting. Muratov is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Russian law allows for individuals and organizations receiving funding from abroad to be declared foreign agents. The status also requires designees to mark any publications with a disclaimer stating they are foreign agents. Muratov was chief editor of Novaya Gazeta, which was widely respected abroad for its investigative reporting and frequently critical of the Kremlin. Guatemala's president-elect Bernardo Arevalo on Friday announced a coup orchestrated from the state, quote, institutions, days after the suspension of his party by electoral authorities sowed doubts about the transition. Arevalo, a 64-year-old former diplomat and son of a former president, resoundingly won the August 20th second-round runoff election. Prosecutors previously threatened to bar his party, Semilla, from the election, prompting an international outcry. Arevalo said he would appeal the, quote, illegal suspension, while the Organization of American States said the suspension was unjustified. Pope Francis arrived in Mongolia Friday in the first ever papal visit to the country with less than 1,500 Catholics. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Though Francis is often received as a superstar on his trips abroad, there were few signs the Pope had arrived in the predominantly Buddhist country, apart from a joyous reception along his motorcade route.
I am so happy to see the Pope. I am very thankful for his visit. We have been waiting for this moment for such a long time. He shook my hand twice. I am so excited. So excited.
Francis is set to attend an official welcome ceremony and address government leaders and diplomats on Saturday. On Sunday, he plans to preside over a mass and several other religious events before his Monday departure.
Ecuadorian authorities say 50 guards and 7 police officers were released more than a day after they were taken hostage in different prisons in what the government described as a response by criminal groups to its efforts to regain control of several large correctional facilities in the South American country. Earlier, the government reported that criminal groups in Ecuador used explosives to damage a bridge. 4 car bombs and 3 explosive devices went off across the country in less than 48 hours. Mohamed El Fayed, the flamboyant Egyptian-born businessman whose son was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana, has died, his family says. He was 94. Al Fayed was the longtime owner of Harrods Department Store and the Fulham Football Club. He was devastated by the death of son Dodi Fayed in the car crash in Paris with Diana 26 years ago. He spent years mourning the loss and fighting the British establishment he blamed for their deaths. Al Fayed died on Wednesday, his family said, a day before the 26th anniversary of Dodi.